You are listening to Minor Thoughts.
Minor Thoughts.
Minor Thoughts. Minor Thoughts. Minor Thoughts.
You're listening to Minor Thoughts.
Welcome to the first episode of Minor Thoughts. My name is Joey Belleville. This is the first of an annual podcast brought to you by UNM, the digital art departments of continuing ed, to be more specific, and in collaboration with different high schools in the city. And this year, we got together with the students of one of the more unique charter schools in the city. It's the Amy Beale High School, located in downtown Albuquerque. And for those of you who don't know much about Albuquerque except for Breaking Bad, our downtown is not exactly this metropolitan, sprawling, tourist-friendly area, and the school is nestled right there. We designed this podcast as a learning experience for the students to learn not only how to make the audio portion of a podcast, but also the graphic design involved. So there's two portions. There was a graphic design class and there was an audio class. And we decided to make a podcast that talks about their year in review and their life in general in going to this unique high school.
The school is sort of in the middle of downtown Albuquerque.
That's Ryan, one of the more outspoken persons of the group, which is really helpful when you have a group of relatively quiet teenagers.
And it's odd because it's such a small place surrounded by many, many other bigger like companies and buildings. And it's quite weird as well because there's a lot of homeless people and a lot of criminals down there as well. So when we're walking to the school or walking home or wherever we need to go, we have to make sure to look out and stay on guard in order to keep ourselves protected.
Amy Beale High School is unique in the sense that it has really kind of uniquely high standards when it comes to their grades.
So in order to get a passing grade, you have to have a 75% or higher. Yeah.
That would be a C.
That would be a C.
But so what you're saying to me is that if you get below 70, let's say you got a 70 instead of, that's not considered passing?
No, that is a failing grade.
Wow.
I noticed one common theme with the students, which was their first year was really hard, and I didn't find a single student who didn't own the fact that they had some shortcomings that year.
Freshman year seems kind of easy and stuff, but
that's Daniel.
It's pretty hard, especially in this school. Because the 75% is an F thing, that really messed me up when I was a freshman.
Freshman year, I actually failed a few classes.
That's Ryan again.
And I lost 1.5 credits. So in this year, I have to do credit recovery classes in order to gain back that credit that I lost in order to move up.
And sometimes, even after freshman year, it can still be hard.
I wasn't quite prepared as I was other years.
That's Isra.
Junior year was a little bit harder than the previous years, so I had a bit of a shock when it first started.
Yeah, and it was a little difficult for me as well because I get distracted quite easily because I have ADHD. Mm-hmm. So me being distracted didn't really help at all because I wasn't getting my work done on time and I wasn't really turning in homework. But I'm going to try and focus more on my work this coming year, mm-hmm. in order to make sure I gain back the credits that I lost and hold on to the credits that I earn.
Yeah, just do your work.
One thing I found with all the students was that they all kind of really remembered specific memories about their freshman year.
And they're like, welcome, freshman.
That's Daniel again.
I think they give us a little like presentation, and then we go on a scavenger where you take pictures with stuff, and then Monica puts it all together, and then someone decides who wins, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, it was honestly quite scary because I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know anyone there. So after a while, I got used to it, and I met all my teachers, and I made a couple of friends. It became quite interesting.
I was nervous, then met my advisor and the students in my advisory, and we went on a scavenger hunt, and we all started to become friends quickly. It was a full day. That was very fun, but also very, it was scary in a way.
One part about going to Amy Beale High School is that every student has to be involved in some sort of service, a community service, something philanthropic, something giving back to the community. And here's her take on it.
I liked about service is that I was able to help the community.
That's Corbin again.
And what I disliked about doing service was sometimes I had to do extremely nasty jobs.
What were the nasty jobs like?
Well, tossing strawberries away that were been laying there for a week.
Going out into community and providing some type of service free of charge. And while doing this, you're also picking up knowledge and learning along the way.
The main place that we went was Galloping Grace Farms, and there we helped feed the animals, we helped clean up a little bit, and then we had some time to actually pet the animals and get to know them. We did pull weeds, and we cleaned up some of the trash that blew into the farm when it got really windy, so we picked up a bunch of trash as well.
This is Daniel, you're listening to Minor Thoughts.
You may remember in 2018, there was a walkout opposing gun violence, and there was some different takes on it if you come to the national media, but here's how it was really taken, and it was also confusing for some of the students, but let's hear it from them.
Oh, the walkout?
Yeah.
Okay, so the walkout was quite weird because most of the other schools, they would actually go out and walk around. And for our school, we just pretty much just sat out in the front of the school for, I think, 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not quite sure. But when we were out there, we were silent. Some people were talking to each other in quiet voices, of course. I think it was to show, like, I don't know, but I was getting mixed messages saying it was to show that the schools aren't tolerant of the gun violence and everything that else that happened. So pretty much we were, like, protesting against going to school. But I was also thinking that it was silent for those that lost their lives, pretty much. But I had those two thoughts, and I couldn't really decide on which was which because I just got too many mixed messages.
Yeah. And it was funny because it was reported on the news like it was this big, like, super angry protest.
Yeah, and what I heard from what the news had said, because I don't watch the news very often, but what I heard people say was that the news was making it out that students of the schools were going to set their schools on fire. It was a protest against, like, going to school because of guns. And that was actually one of the mixed messages that I was getting that was making me lean more towards that we were protesting against the gun violence.
Right.
But I still couldn't really decide.
With such an emphasis on college prep, it was no surprise to me that all of the Amy Beale students had a plan for what they wanted to do in college or after high school.
I'm gonna try and go to college and so I can get a good job.
That's Devin.
I mainly either want to work with IT or any type of software developing.
Do you have an idea of what college you might want to be attending?
UNM.
Okay. And what did you want to major in?
I want to do something involving media, and I want to learn psychology, I guess.
Psychology.
After high school, I want to go to college to become an architect. And when I become an architect, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure my mom and my family, my brother and my sister, are going to have the best lives possible. And I'm going to make sure that they have a nice house, they're going to have money, and my mom is going to spend the rest of her life in pure joy. Mm. Hopefully, if I don't become an architect, I want to become a businesswoman. And I want to start a business called Alpaca, okay, where, like, we, like, raise alpacas and we use their fur to make like blankets or clothes, sweaters, hats, and then we give them out to the homeless.
This was my first experience with a charter school. I think I can safely say that Amy Beale is one of the most unique high schools I've ever dealt with in the sense of what their values are and what they motivate these kids to be. And I have to admit that I had lost faith in the public school system for our children until I talked to these kids at Amy Beale. Amy Beale is one of these schools that is doing something completely different, inspiring the kids, motivating the kids, sometimes pushing them into this motivation, but showing the kids what is important about giving back to your community, being a citizen who contributes. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Whatever city you're in, please find the schools that are doing things like Amy Beale High School is doing and support them. They're making better people. I have no doubt that the students from Amy Beale are going to handle being adults way better than any of us are. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next year.
This episode of Minor Thoughts has been produced and created by the students of Amy Beale High School. Amy Beale High School is a New Mexico charter school located in downtown Albuquerque. Minor Thoughts features the voices as well as the original artwork and branding by Corbin Elder, Isra Hill, Daniel Hernandez, aka Ryan Hurd,
Anonymous Jellyfish,
and unfortunately a few adults got involved, including Joey Belville, Devin Gentry, Monica Candelaria, and myself, Heidi Belville. And a special thanks to Marth Bechtel for letting us crash her summer. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast by the students, while much more interesting, do not necessarily reflect any official stance of Amy Beale staff or administration. And yes, adults made me say that. For more information on Amy Beale High School, see the podcast notes and description.